Welcome back to Nate the Hate, where you can find us on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And I am joined once again by my co-host, MVG.
What's up, Nate? This is the third time we've done this week. There's a lot of news this week.
Yeah, this week had a surprisingly massive amount of information coming out. Though I guess you could argue that our second video of the week with John Lenneman wasn't news of the week. It was just a fun discussion to have about the PS4 and the Xbox Series X and SSD and ray tracing and how it could revolutionize gaming moving forward. So I do recommend people check out that episode if you have not yet done so. But we're back again with The Last of Us Part 2, with a part 2 of our own on this topic, I guess you could say. Because today Sony came out with an official statement regarding The Last of Us Part 2 leaks, where they have confirmed to GameIndustry.biz that they have identified the primary individuals responsible for the leaks earlier in the week. And Sony confirmed that these individuals are not affiliated with Sony Interactive Entertainment or Naughty Dog, which was previously rumored. And as we speculated in our first video, because the rumor at the time was that it was a disgruntled employee who sought revenge on their employer for unpaid work. And well, now that that rumor has been dismissed, we're actually left with no motive. We don't know why this happened.
Well, we don't know why it happened, but let's maybe dissect the statement a little. It said individuals in plural, so it was two or more people, obviously, right? Working together potentially. So does that mean it's an independent contractor that technically is not affiliated with a company or not an employee of the company? So is there a bit of kind of wordsmithing going on there to kind of maybe, you know, make it seem like it wasn't someone that was involved, but really they were? And then potentially someone else that is affiliated with that independent contractor or ex-independent contractor that was actually the person that leaked it onto the internet. So I think there's a lot of open questions, and we're going to go through a whole bunch of them and talk about the different scenarios. But I guess one thing we should say first is, like the last video, there will be no spoilers, and anyone that puts comments in the comment section will just remove them. So
correct. We will not tolerate any spoilers that came out from these leaks. So don't waste your time or my time by posting them in the comment section, because I will delete them immediately.
So what do you think about the individuals? Do you think it was potentially a contractor that used to work there that managed to get a build of the game on a flash drive or something, and then they handed it off to their buddy that has no affiliation with Naughty Dog, and they were able to leak the game, kind of creating that buffer between the leak and the company itself? Or what do you speculate has happened here?
I think the contract employee narrative is probably the easiest and most believable option, because when you go beyond a contract employee potentially leaking the game, you kind of get into the conspiracy theories, which we saw a lot of on Reddit and Twitter over the last several days, where originally the rumor was that it was the disgruntled employee who was fighting for overtime, unpaid work, and then it turned into that the employees at Naughty Dog were leaving the studio because they were overwhelmingly Christian and they didn't agree with the narrative of the game. And then just a couple of days ago, we saw another story that it was one of an employee that was a member of hundreds of other furloughed Naughty Dog employees that thought by leaking the game, it would force Naughty Dog to launch the game earlier and they would be able to get their post-launch bonus on time because they had already spent the money or were planning on spending their bonus money on housing and cars, school, etc. And all of those rumors, you know, they spread like wildfire, but when you really broke them down, none of them made sense. And unfortunately, the conspiracy theories are the ones that gain a lot of traction.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that damages the actual factual story that would eventually be told. And as like we saw today, they didn't have affiliation with Sony or Naughty Dog. So the contract employee sounds more grounded, more reasonable. Of it's an external contract employee. You're not employed directly by Naughty Dog or Sony. You are just a contract employee. You are paid for the work that you complete. Similar to like YouTube. We don't work for YouTube. We're contracted employees per se.
Mm-hmm.
So if that did happen here, the resolution is simple. The employee signed a contract through an agency or a third-party vendor who deals with Sony and Naughty Dog indirectly. And if this person did leak the content, they signed an NDA, and now, you know, they've opened themselves up to legal ramification.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point, especially the YouTube thing. If you want to get into a copyright claim dispute or a fair use dispute with someone and take them to court, it's going to be you against the individual. It's not going to be YouTube versus the individual. They don't have anything in. They have zero involvement in it. So I think, you know, if you kind of go down that path, then yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense that you know, Naughty Dog is not really affiliated with this person, even though at one point or another, technically they were in the office, you know, working on the game in some capacity. Or maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just remote as well. I mean, we don't know.
Right.
So I think that's
interesting. A lot of contract employees usually are remote. But in a case of you know, a game, AAA tier, like in Last of Us Part 2, I would imagine that they were likely contracted to work in office. And we do have reports that said Naughty Dog contracted a lot of employees to help finish The Last of Us Part 2, though they did claim at the time it was to offset hours of crunch, which we know isn't true at the studio. Naughty Dog is notorious for crunch time. Mm-hmm. They're notorious for, you know, worker exploitation, and they have poor management, and we discussed this in a previous video about crunch time in the industry as a whole. So, I mean, Naughty Dog is not innocent in the crimes of The Last of Us Part 2. They do need to work on their management style. They do need to improve working conditions. And the fact that we had those reports come out back in March where they said they were hiring dozens and dozens of contract employees to aid them in assisting to finish the game just shows how mismanaged the company is. And if this is a case of a contract employee coming out and, I guess, maybe feeling a little arrogant or even naive, that they just leak the game for no real intent beyond I have access to the game. You know, that just shows, I guess, the immaturity of the individual. But it also brings up a bigger concern to the industry as a whole, where if this was a contract employee who just disregarded their NDA, how do you as a studio move forward when it comes to contracting future employees to, you know, assist on a game? Like, if someone was this blatant and flagrant to leak video content, wouldn't you kind of hesitate as a studio moving forward to go with contract employees? Or is this, did this happen because of Naughty Dog's poor management style, where they had to employ so many contract employees that there was really no regard for who they were bringing in? It was just, oh, you have some experience, well, we can use you. And we had Jason Schreier tweet, I believe it was just last night, that contract employees were paid well during the pandemic right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't sound like it was a pay dispute.
Right. I think either way is valid. Like, the issue in both scenarios falls back to management. So if there was a leak, then that's a management issue. That's a security issue that kind of Druckmann's on the hook for, quite honestly. I mean, if someone was able to leak the full game outside of the offices of Naughty Dog and publish it on the internet, that kind of falls on him. You know, you're the head of the company, you're the studio head, you know, the buck stops with you. So I think that he is absolutely on the hook if that's what happened. And it's interesting that he brought out some tweets today, two very interesting tweets, one after the other. When Sony made their announcement, he kind of basically was, you know, parading around a little bit saying, hey, look, it wasn't us. You know, the first one said, how about that? And then the second one was talking about, glad this got cleared up. There are lots of other false rumors out there. Looking forward to discussing all of this once the game comes out. So he's basically telling us that there's going to be a tell-all reveal about this whole mess after the game comes out. That seems very out of character to me for a studio, for any game studio that basically doesn't say anything when they're working. They've got like a social media manager or someone that is running those types of things, fielding questions maybe. Mm-hmm. Having the studio head tweeting about how they're going to reveal everything. I mean, if we go back and in history, Sony has been no stranger to leaks, hacks, all sorts of stuff. And the 2011 PSN hack was obviously something that still is in the mind of a lot of people. But Sony was, I mean, they were on the ropes for that one. They were on the hook for it big time. They were very late in admitting there was a hack, and then when they did, they came out 30 days later and said, you know, we're really sorry, and by the way, we're re-enabling the system, and here are the free games you're going to get. They didn't go into any detail about the hack and who did it and why and how it occurred. Obviously, for security reasons, I mean, you don't want to reveal how terrible your infrastructure is from a security standpoint. So it's interesting to me that Druckmann is now talking, maybe they're going to reveal this when it comes out. I question whether that's actually true. Once the game comes out, there'll be more information. And two, why? What do you gain from this? I mean, you know, is it to kind of paint you guys as in Sony as the good guys that were dealt a raw hand or a bad hand, and, you know, these kind of bad actor hacker types that were able to breach your security and somehow get access to the game and leak it onto the internet? I mean, I don't see the point of doing that. I don't see any reason for Sony to and Naughty Dog to come out and kind of explain everything to the public. It just doesn't make sense to me.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Yeah, Druckmann's tweets were interesting to say the least, because it did kind of carry a textual tone of, I want to say, arrogance, where it was all those rumors are saying we're such a bad studio, but look, it wasn't even us. So take that, all you Naughty Dog haters. And that's not a tone you want. You don't want to be coming off as cocky as, you know, a head of a studio, especially when it's known that your studio is mismanaged, that you do exploit your workers, that they do force them into considerable crunch time. And that's not a good tone to convey, especially at this time. I think it would have been fine had he just come out and said, you know, read the story from GameIndustry.biz, see Sony's official statement, and just link to it.
Yeah.
That would have been enough. If you want to, you know, answer follow-up questions to a certain capacity, that would have been acceptable. But the overall tone just, it didn't mesh well with me, but maybe that's just my interpretation.
It's like a victory lap.
Right.
But what are you celebrating? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, is he really celebrating the idea that Naughty Dog isn't as evil as people thought they were because of the initial wave of rumors. I mean, if you want people to believe you're not that evil and you want to have a legitimate victory lap, then come out and say, we're changing our internal politics, our internal policies,
yeah,
and we're not doing crunch time anymore. If it takes us 7 years to release our next game, that's what it's going to take. So, you know, change your internal structure and then take a victory lap. Prove to the people you've changed as a studio and as a, you know, managerial lead at the studio. Then go to Twitter and brag, and mm-hmm. people will applaud you for embracing change. Until that time happens, let's be humble, and I guess be grateful that it wasn't a Naughty Dog employee or someone at Sony who leaked the game you've been working on for the last, you know, several years. And I want to return to the idea where you brought up, you know, the possibility of a leak due to servers. As we saw earlier in the year, we saw a Final Fantasy VII Remake demo get accessed from a Sony server. And at the time, people believed the full game was even on there, but it couldn't be accessed.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks later, Resident Evil 3 was accessed in a very similar way as the demo. Could it be that The Last of Us Part 2 was on a Sony server or maybe even an internal Naughty Dog server that someone gained access to, and they were able to download the game in an, like, the final build, and they just had to either, you know, decrypt it, or possibly they bought a PlayStation 4 dev kit and they were able to dump the file onto the system and access the development build and then leak this footage.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely possible that that could have happened. You know, security is only as good as your weak link. And you're right. Final Fantasy VII was leaked in, albeit the demo was leaked in January. And it got around the internet very quickly. Now, originally, those Final Fantasy VII demo builds were decrypted. I'm sorry, they were encrypted. But they were very quickly decrypted, and then anyone that had access to a test kit or, you know, a modified PS4 was able to run the game, and that's why we saw so many of those leaks of the, you know, YouTubers playing through the demo, and then Square Enix started to get notice of it and stop it very quickly. So yeah, I mean, this could have followed a similar situation. My only concern with that is, why didn't it then kind of spread around like wildfire as far as who has the build? Because that would have implied that many people were able to play this game versus, you know, just the one person that leaked this online. But it's not hard to get access to a PS4 dev kit. If you're not an employee of Sony or you don't work for a studio, you can still acquire a dev kit. I mean, there are forums out there that sell all sorts of prototype hardware. Assembler Games was one, obviously, that's no longer around, but I mean, there's websites out there that will sell you know development hardware, dev kits, test kits, all that stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's not outside the bounds of possibility that could have occurred, that someone could have just found the game on, I'll say, on a website somewhere and use some basic authentication method or some basic hacking skills to get access to it, like what we saw with Final Fantasy VII Remake, and get the game. But I just, that seems a little different to me though than this, because like I said, I think then that link would have got spread around and then more people would have had access to the game versus just, you know, the kind of the limited, you know, one person that leaked it on the internet. I think a little different, but not within the bounds of possibility, or not outside of the bounds of possibility that may have occurred for sure. I think, like I said, anything is possible. Security is only as good as your kind of weakest link, and we've seen this happen before, like you said, with different leaks out there. And you know, this is just another one of those things, I think, that is in a long list of, you know, more leaks that we'll probably see as time goes by until, you know, security is tightened up at some of these, you know, development companies.
What do you think is the bigger, I guess, more damaging scenario of this, would you say the leak itself or the possibility that Sony's server security is this open?
Well, I mean, I hope Sony has learned from their mistakes of the past, dude. I mean, like I said, the PSN hack was a very telling moment in their history. You know, Sony has been no stranger to this. Like I said, there's been, you know, PSN outages, things have leaked before. I would like to think Sony is in a good place security-wise for the most part, but, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe this does require a root and branch audit of pretty much everything that they have from an infrastructure perspective from, you know, from start to finish. And we just recently saw Nintendo with, you know, the hacking that was occurring on the Switch, which was kind of a result of some legacy stuff on the Wii U and the 3DS. And now, as a result of that, they're starting to, you know, sunset the eShop on the older systems. So, you know, Sony could well be wise to maybe take a close look at their infrastructure and you know, see if there's any holes in there that they need to start, you know, bridging up again, because this is bad, you know, for them. Like, what's worse? I'm not really sure, but I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's all about the sales. And if this mm-hmm. does impact their sales, which, I mean, I think it will in some capacity, I don't know if it's going to be as bad as, you know, the internet, you know, crying foul about how the game has been spoiled and they don't need to play it anymore and people aren't going to pay the money. But there's definitely going to be a pocket of people that will probably not buy the game that were going to get it. But how significant that is, I don't know. I don't expect it to be that, you know, that bad. I mean, Naughty Dog is a beloved company. They make great games, and I think most people will still jump on The Last of Us 2. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I think it's an interesting time for them, and we'll see, you know, how this all plays out. And like I said, I'm very interested to hear Druckmann's, you know, tell-all after the game comes out. I don't think we'll actually see that. I think it's basically him just pushing the cart down the road, you know, to kind of just to mitigate and not talk about it anymore. But we'll see. We'll see what comes out of that.
Yeah, it's definitely been a wild ride for them. So out of, like, we've had the leaks. There's been story content, narrative information that was leaked due to some of the gameplay footage. But I think out of this entire experience, while game leaks are damaging to Naughty Dog and Sony, and even to fans of the original game or those who were looking forward to the release of this game and going in blind and experience the game untainted, now you do have to, you know, fear going to Twitter or YouTube.
Yes.
Or even a gaming forum that you might stumble upon a leak just because somebody wants to troll. Mm-hmm. But while that is damaging to the fans, I also want to discuss on how these conspiracy theories, or, you know, I'll say rumors of how this leak occurred, is equally, if not more, damaging to both Naughty Dog and Sony, but also to the gaming community, because we saw people latch on to information that was unverified. It was just a random post on Twitter or Reddit, but it was taken as fact based on, I don't know why. It was just, was it confirmation bias? Was it due to, you know, was it politically motivated? Why would you just read a random Reddit post that anyone could write? It had no backing to support its claims other than, I know Naughty Dog is a poorly managed company. Here's a story that's coming out that's saying bad thing about Naughty Dog, so I'm going to take it at face value and decree, and go against mm-hmm. everything that Naughty Dog in this game represents because one person said this.
Yeah, that, oh man, I don't really know how to answer that. It's something that really bugs me. It infuriates me when I see that stuff. Like, when I saw that Reddit post kind of get retweeted, as soon as it said something about furloughing employees, I knew immediately it was 100% bullshit. I mean, there's just no way that's a real story. Yet somehow it was picked up. You know, there was some videos that were made. I don't know if any of the major sites ran the story. Hopefully they didn't. And I know Jason Schreier came out and basically debunked it very quickly, which is good. But to your point, you know, how do these things happen and why do they get so much traction? I mean, look, man, there are people out there that want to see Naughty Dog just go under. You know, there are people out there that, A, don't like the games, or they're not fans of Sony, so they'll do anything to discredit both the company and Naughty Dog. And there's also people that don't like the direction that The Last of Us 2 has gone as far as story. So, I mean, I think those three things just right there is enough for people to jump on the bandwagon, on the hate bandwagon, and start just discrediting the game and the company as being, you know, a terrible company and a terrible game. It's easy to kind of just shit all over it, but I mean, I just wish, like you said, I just wish there was, you know, some more common sense taken before you see that tweet in your timeline and you click on the retweet button to, you know, pass it forward. Maybe just kind of read the article or read the information that's being presented and make up your own kind of conclusion on this. Because like I said, I mean, the story, the Reddit post kind of had me for maybe the first few lines as something potentially, because, you know, bonuses do get paid out after a game is shipped. I mean, that is a common thing in the industry. You know, you'll get a bonus. We've heard stories about that. We've heard stories from, you know, the Borderlands 3 team didn't get the bonuses that they were expecting, all that stuff. I mean, that stuff is real. But once you start talking about employees were furloughed, you know, that was just an absolutely ridiculous thing to say. I mean, this is the biggest game of their careers. No one's furloughed right now. This is, they're getting this game ready to launch. I mean, there is... The game has not gotten gold yet, right? So this is, you know, there is a QA process that's ongoing right now. There are people testing the game. There is play testing. There are bugs. There is QA. I mean, we're not done here. I mean, code freeze? Sure, there's probably code freeze, but there may be a day one patch that's being prepared right now for the game that's coming out. So no one is furloughed. I mean, that was a ridiculous statement. And I think, you know, more people should really just... maybe just take a second longer just to read, you know, read what's being presented rather than just kind of discredit it and kind of pass it forward as something that's factual, because, yeah, that stuff really kind of bugs me.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like some of it was, I'll say, fanboy-driven. It was, oh, this is Sony's big exclusive coming out, and you have, I'll say, Nintendo and Microsoft and even PC fanboys who, well, this is our opportunity to bash Sony and the PlayStation 4 in their next big game. And like you said, read the information and process it, digest it, sit on it, marinate on it, and walk away from it with an informed opinion. Just because you read something on the internet doesn't make it true. Just because, you know, somebody says it doesn't make it true. You could read that furloughed employees. And especially when I said hundreds of furloughed employees, like, no, Naughty Dog is not furloughing hundreds of core Naughty Dog staff members right now. That's simply not happening. And that was the big standout to me when I saw that. I was like, no, I can tell this is fake just by that one piece of information. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it, where they said they went to Naughty Dog for their bonuses.
Yeah.
And they were denied, but upper management, like Druckmann, got his
bonus. Yeah.
So, like, I'm reading that. I'm like, so Druckmann approved himself for a bonus, but the way the post put it out to be is that he requested it and got it. So I was like, okay, well, this isn't matching up. And correct me if I'm wrong, but in this case, wouldn't the bonuses come from the publisher, which would be Sony?
I would say so. That's where I would thought the bonuses would come from anyway. Yeah. I mean, I think you're
like,
right.
Yeah. How would Naughty Dog have, like, Naughty Dog's not just sitting on a war chest of money when they say, well, guys, we just crossed $10 million and they go into their Scrooge McDuck vault and take out a shovel and shovel in some money out of their gold vault coin collection over there.
Yeah.
It'd be Sony pays them saying, you guys hit the milestone that we agreed to in the development of this game. You crossed 10 million sales. Here's your $50 million bonus to be paid out to staffers per year contract. So that was another red flag in that Reddit post.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was disturbing at how many retweets it got, how many videos were made, how many forum posts were discussing it. And they all had the similar tone of, you know, this is bad for Naughty Dog. And as we've yeah. repeatedly said, Naughty Dog's management is bad. They have to change their internal structure. They have to treat employees better. They have to start stop exploiting their workers. But just because they are a bad company, they do bad business practices. Everything you read about them that is in a negative tone doesn't have to necessarily be true. I mean, even today, once Sony confirmed that the leak was not related to Naughty Dog, you had employees go to Twitter who said that they were certain that the leak wasn't from Naughty Dog because the people at the studio love their jobs, they love the craft of the industry, and they care too much about the games. And I think that kind of touches on the point that I made in our previous Last of Us video, was that if this was a disgruntled employee, you can expose the wrongdoings within the studio in a better way than leaking the game in this manner.
Yes.
And when I see some of the tweets from the Naughty Dog employees today, like, none of them are particularly saying, we love the studio we're working for. They're saying, we love our jobs in this industry, and we respect the game and the art that we have created, that we wouldn't leak it and ruin it for our fans or for anyone that we're working with internally. Or at least that's my interpretation of those type of tweets.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm with you, man. I think ultimately this game will be judged one of two ways, because it all comes down to sales, right? Because all this stuff, I mean, it paints Naughty Dog as completely mismanaged, almost amateur hour, really, if you really think about it, all the things that have happened to the company this year. And in the past, that, you know, if you go back and read Amy Hennig's kind of stuff and the expose that Jason Schreier did earlier this year, I mean, it's not a good look, right, for management there. But at the end of the day, what is going to change this company, if anything, is sales and kind of the review scores. If even the review scores, I don't think really make that much difference. If the game still sells a lot of copies, which it probably will, and, you know, it meets the forecast expectations that they're looking at, then it's hard for me to imagine that anything is going to change at Naughty Dog. Although there's been a lot of light shined on them right now as far as, yeah. you know, the ongoing internal stuff that's happening, you know, if they're still knocking it out of the park and still selling millions of copies, they're not going to change, man. But if this game does maybe not sell as well as expected, you know, it just is under by, I'll say, and I'm just using a number, by 500,000 units or maybe a million units, then all of a sudden that is a potential red flag for Sony to turn around and say, look, this Last of Us 2 didn't work for you guys. We got to change things around. We got to figure out how to make you guys profitable again. And that would be something that you know, would certainly cause a shift internally as far as the company goes. But we'll see. I mean, I'm leaning towards nothing's going to change. It's still going to sell a million, you know, millions of copies. It's going to review well. It'll be a Game of the Year contender, and the PS5 will come out, and we're kind of just going to forget about all this stuff until it comes up again with the next game, or the next game developer, whenever that will be.
Yeah, the gaming community definitely have short-term memory when it comes to problems like crunch. But I think because this has been loudly discussed, it's been shouted from the rooftops, I do think Sony will have discussions with Druckmann and the other heads of Naughty Dog after the launch of The Last of Us 2 and say, we have to change something internally here, whether it means we're going to embrace more outsourcing for certain animations or art assets. Something's going to change because we do not want to have this discussion or these exposés of crunch time at our studios anymore. We don't want that bad press.
Yep.
What we want from Naughty Dog moving forward, when the game has come around, especially towards like the end of the year, when, you know, Game of the Year nominees are being dropped, what we want discussed when your games come out are, you know, the caliber and the quality that the game is. We don't want them to have that fog over them of, this is an amazing game, but this is at the cost it came to the employee's health or the employee's social life, family life. I think Sony might be a little more aggressive with them to change their internal practices after the launch of this, of The Last of Us Part Two. It's impossible now to change these practices because the game is a month out and, you know, majority of people are working from home. And I know Druckmann came out and kind of boasted by pounding on his chest of family time is important during this pandemic, and we want them to spend time with their families and such. So we gave them a couple of days off before returning to work. And even when I read that statement there, I was like, oh, how nice of you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Family's important. And you let us spend 2 days with them before we had to return to work from home. And I get it, it's business as usual, but there's a possibility people are crunching from their home offices right now.
Right.
And I really don't think that is the press Sony want moving forward from any of their Western studios, be it Naughty Dog, Sucker Punch, Sony Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I think they really just want to be that quiet company. Like, you know, I'll use Nintendo as the example, though we do have to remember, I mean, crunch is a major thing in Japanese culture.
Yes.
So Nintendo developers do crunch.
Yes.
We simply don't get the stories on the crunch there because perhaps they're not as severe as what we've heard from Naughty Dog. But I mean, it is an industry-wide thing, but we never hear about it. And I think that's what Sony's going to target with their Western studios, particularly Naughty Dog moving forward, of if you guys have to work 60 hours a week, as long as you're being paid and it's understood, we can accept that, but we do not want to see this type of press hit again. We want us to focus on the games because, I mean, The Last of Us Part Two is going to sell. There are some who saw the leaks who are now, you know, they're not buying the game. I do think there is a certain percentage of that vocal audience who weren't buying the game to begin with. They
just
want to partake in that discussion.
It's like Pokemon
of hating on Naughty Dog.
It's like the Pokemon leak all over again, right?
Yeah, look how well that, you know, that boycott worked. The game sold, what, 10 million copies in 2 days?
Yeah.
Most games would love that type of boycott if you can sell 10 million copies in your opening weekend. But yeah, I do think there's going to be a certain percentage who simply will not buy The Last of Us Part Two because of the leaks. And I do think there is a percentage of people who will not buy the game due to the exposés of the crunch time that had occurred at Naughty Dog. And I mean, you have every right not to support the studio because of crunch time. And I mean, that is a decision that is up to the person. As an individual, it is your personal decision whether or not you agree with their business practices from a moral or ethical standpoint. And nobody can tell you that you're wrong for believing in that way. I mean, no, that's your personal decision. And, you know, stick to your guns with that. I would applaud anyone who can view it and say they crunched their employees. I don't want to support them for that, you know, for that reason. I applaud you.
Yeah.
At the same time, if a person says, I want to buy the game because I want to support all those employees who poured hundreds of hours of their life into this game over the years, you know, I applaud you too. You're both making your decision based on a rational view of the situation. It's not just, well, I don't care what happens at that company. I just want to buy a video game and enjoy it because that's my right. It's at least you took the time to come up to a mature conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, this story, man, it will just not go away. You know, it's been around all week, and it's been around before that too. And hopefully, you know, this will be the last of this story that we hear, because it's a real shame, you know. Like I think I said in the last discussion we had about this, there's really no winners in this situation. It's just kind of sad on so many different levels. And right now, I think there's not going to be, like you said, the champagne being busted out and the celebrations. This is going to be a, we finally made it. The game has released. Thank God. Now we can move on to what's next. And I think, I just want the game to come out now, and we can play it and enjoy it and move on to what's next. I think that's really the big takeaway here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a trying week for the folks at Naughty Dog. And again, as you said, there are no winners here. Like, Naughty Dog doesn't come out of this looking good, even though Sony's official statement saying it's not a Sony or a Naughty Dog employee. If there's even the slimmest chance that it was a contract employee hired by Naughty Dog, well, that makes Naughty Dog, it represents their hiring practice, that the fact that they had to lean on so many contract employees, so they don't look good there. They don't look good if it was their security being breached.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there really is no outcome here that makes Naughty Dog look good. They look incompetent in some managerial way. And I'm sure they're it's a Friday. I'm sure they're counting down the hours until this work week is over and they can say, it's done. We found the individuals. We can finally move on. And our next target is we're just going to launch the game. And then hopefully we can take a nice long vacation.
Right.
And we'll reboot. And ideally Sony does come back and says, guys, crunch time at Naughty Dog's over.
Yep.
Whatever your next project is, it's going to take as long as it takes. And we're okay with that. I mean, and that's the other thing about crunch time that people do have to understand. Publishers often dictate the release dates. Naughty Dog didn't sit down one day and say, we're going to release on February 8th. They can give Sony a penciled target date of saying, we think we can have the game ready by this time. But that date typically comes down from the publisher. So Sony is, or bears some responsibility in crunch as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we've talked about this, I think on our crunch discussion that we had about the game, it really goes both ways. I mean, it's a management thing, because you've got the publisher that is pushing for any publisher out there in the world is pushing for a sooner rather than later release date, right? Like, they want the game out, if it's a holiday window or if it's over summer, whatever. Getting the game out sooner is beneficial, because they can then control the release, the marketing around it, all that stuff. And, you don't want to keep the fans waiting too long. But on the flip side, it's up to the game developer to provide accurate assessments and information on when they think they can bring the game out. If you're and I'm not saying Druckmann is, but if you're a company yes man that says, oh yeah, we can get that game out in February, no problem. We may have to crunch another couple of weeks, we'll pay our folks overtime, but we'll get there. We may need to bring on another 50 contractors, but no problem. We can get that done. That is poor management, in my opinion. That's not a boss that I would want, that I would want to work for. That's someone that is just really thinking more about the bottom line and their bonus at that point versus the health and the well-being of their employees and contractors. But a manager that really can push back and offer realistic expectations on, this is when we can get the game out. This is our best case. This is our kind of normal case, and this is our worst case scenario. Coming up with those accurate figures, I think that's someone that you kind of want on your team for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that will conclude our discussion on The Last of Us Part 2 for this week. And hopefully it's the last of us talking about The Last of Us Part 2. And it's, once again, thank you for joining me. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on.
And for everyone listening, if you enjoyed the content, give the video a like. If you didn't, give it a dislike. Leave your thoughts on Sony finding the culprits of The Last of Us Part 2 leak in the comment section below. Do not post spoilers. Don't waste your time or my time. And until next time, don't deny me. Embrace me.